Is your home stuck in a style slump? Well, 2026 is your year because Bob's Discount Furniture has incredible finds that pack a style punch and won't drain your bank account. We're talking statement pieces like the gorgeous Sophia sofa and loveseat with channel tufting and super comfy Bobo-pedic cushions, or a farmhouse storage bed that hides the mess and still looks beautiful. Want to cozy things up? Snag an electric fireplace and make your home feel like an actual hug. They've even got the latest technology. Their Showcase immersive sofa has Bluetooth audio, heated seats, massage, power recline, and LED lights. It's like having a movie theater in your home. Make 2026 the year you love your home. Get your picks in 26 at Bob's Discount Furniture.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcast.
Meteorologist Andy Parker back with us. Andy, the wind did not disappoint yesterday.
No, that was a vicious wind. I've watched a lot of these events come in. Anytime you get north of 60, 65 miles an hour, I mean, it becomes something to, it messes with people's day. And then when you hit one like yesterday, 79 miles an hour, 3 miles an hour away from the record wind gust, that is top end for our area.
Yeah, top end. One of the highest gusts ever recorded, right?
That is correct. Yeah, the record was set back in the 60s, 82 miles an hour. So this one, I mean, it was right up there. And you got to take into consideration, now that's the airport. So you're going to have a lot of people that I know that were along the lakeshore that felt one come in, and it literally lifted the one gentleman up and dropped him. Not a lot, not like 6 feet off the air, but it picked him up and dropped him a few feet back. And he said that was the strongest wind chill. He's a storm chaser. He said that's the biggest wind that he's ever felt. Hit him, and he was wondering what it was. But the Coast Guard station didn't record as high of a wind gust as the airport did yesterday. So it depends on these wind gusts can be very, very small, only maybe sometimes a few houses wide when they hit the ground and blow through. So if you don't have a weather station there, I'm sure there were some 80-mile-an-hour gusts yesterday.
Yeah, it's just crazy to see. And you heard it all day long. It's like it never let up. You could hear the wind howling out there. It looks like it's died down a little bit for today. Are we out of the woods? What's in store for us the next 24 hours?
Yeah, I'm watching the winds right now, the minute by minute. Certainly, there's no 60-mile-an-hour gust today. They're still going to get the occasional 50-mile-an-hour gust, and then those will drop down to the 40-mile-an-hour range. The wind never really goes away today. It's going to be a blustery day. There's a few more fingers of lake effect coming off, and it's not just Lake Erie in Ontario, but the other lakes, Georgian Bay and Huron, are producing these lake effect bands that are making it all the way across southern Ontario, and they're continuing to pick up moisture off of Erie. So places seeing the most snow this morning, if you look out your window in Silver Creek, Gowanda, all the way down to Ashford, Ellicottville, and even portions of Allegheny County, Wellsville, seeing a few lake effect flakes. And you'll also find some more sporadic bursts of snow over southern Chautauqua County. There's another band of snow, this one crossing right near Burlington and Hamilton, the clipping Niagara Falls. It's currently just north of Buffalo, probably outside your offices there in Amherst, and then cuts right across the airport, Alden, Marilla, Attica. These will be meandering bands or bursts of snow today. Nothing that's going to drop anything more than another 1 to 3 inches across the area to the north. To the south, if you're going to be in the Springville area, extreme southern Erie, where it bumps into Chautauqua and Cattaraugus, you're good for about 4 to 6 inches of additional snowfall there.
Oh, yes. Just starting to see some snow flying outside of our studios here in Amherst. I guess we're going to see the snow tomorrow, too. Everyone kind of wondering what's in store for New Year's Eve.
Yeah, today's a very manageable day as far as the snow totals go. But then as we start to look at New Year's Eve, there's going to be a more of a southwesterly component. So the wind changes directions. It may weaken a little bit tonight, then reorient tomorrow. That's when I think some of the more, we'll call them the northern sections of the South Town. So from Angola, Orchard Park, East Aurora, West Seneca, even downtown Buffalo, I think we'll get some snow on Wednesday as those winds change direction. And then it looks like the lake effect will continue to live on right out through Thursday and Friday as well, because you think about the overnight hours, it gets cold. Temperatures are going to go from the 20s down to the teens. So as we ring in 2026, I think we're going to do it with temperatures in the teens and wind chills in the single digits.
Ooh, you're going to have to bundle up if you're heading out there for the ball drop and getting ready for all of that. I mean, this weather that's coming our way, I mean, these high winds, is this like a normal pattern that we're seeing? Is this kind of like an abnormality that we had winds this crazy yesterday? Or is this like a storm system, the type of which we might expect to see again this winter?
It does happen. These are weather systems that occur across North America pretty routinely. The thing that makes it impactful for us is the perfect positioning. If you were to take the map and draw that red L, the center of the low pressure, if it ends up in a particular spot, we in Western New York will experience these strong winds. It happened back in 2022. It happened multiple years before that. Most of the time, it's hard to get that red L to line up perfectly on the map to produce that type of wind. But when it does, we do get the get those top-end winds between 60 and 80 miles an hour.
Ooh. You know, it has a lot of people thinking back to the last time you might have experienced those winds. I mean, I was out there trying to picture myself and remember the blizzard and what it was like standing outside, and then, you know, went outside in some of the high winds yesterday to get in. I was like, is this quite the same? It wasn't quite the same, Andy. You know, didn't have the visibility problems that you did during the blizzard. You know, it wasn't quite as biting, but it was pretty strong. But it had a lot of people remembering that bomb cyclone, and we've heard that term. Maybe it's just because it's in our heads since the blizzard, but I feel like we've heard that term more and more over the past couple of years. Is that type of thing becoming more common, or are we just more aware?
More aware, and I think the term has acquired a lot more usage. Same thing as polar vortex. The mechanism that causes the polar vortex to move around has always been in existence, but the term became kind of entered the vernacular when NBC used it on the Today Show, and then all of a sudden it's on top of everybody's mind. Bomb cyclone is kind of the social media word, because you can throw the word bomb and cyclone together and it sounds pretty cool. Another one is atmospheric river. People say, well, what is this thing? Well, it's something that's always been happening, but it's got a cool name attached to it, if you want to call it that. And it's a catchy name. And so these are elements that have always occurred, but now just have kind of caught social media's people see it on social media a bit more, so it's more frequently observed, I think.
It sounds cool. I think that's the thing.
Yeah, I think it certainly rolls off the tongue a lot better than, an enlarged anti-cyclone doesn't have the same ring as bomb cyclone.
You know? Yeah, it doesn't quite work the same. Well, thanks so much, Andy, for keeping us up to date all day yesterday and this morning. What's still to come? Where can people find you and your forecast, everything else, if they want to?
Hey, any social media you're on, whether you're on X, Facebook, LinkedIn, just type Andy Parker Weather, and it'll pop right up. If you want to send a text and get some more refined information, we do that too. 503-ANDY, 503-2639. Type the word weather. We'll get right back to you.
Awesome. Andy Parker, meteorologist, joining us live. Have a happy new year, Andy. Great to talk with you as always, talking about what we saw yesterday and what's still to come.
It's a new year, and it's time to get your picks in 26 with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop Bob's for hot new styles featuring the latest technology, like stylish sleeper sectionals with immersive Bluetooth audio, relaxing reclining sofas with LED lighting, and fabulous fireplaces with mood lighting and speakers, all at Bob's everyday low prices, of course. So if you want to refresh your room for less, save big by stopping in or shopping online at Bob's Discount Furniture.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcasts.